Would you guys stand, hug someone close to you, and let's get ready to worship our Lord.
I love you, O Lord. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, and whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. For his temple, he heard. He heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears.
Hello, my name is Peter.
Will you join us in following the words to this song?
King of my life, I crown you now. Yours will the glory be. Lest I forget your thorny crown. Lead me to Calvary.
Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver, refined in a furnace of clay, purified 7 times. O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever. The wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men.
Brian is going to give the pastoral prayer now.
Our usher is going to be taking the offering here and prepared to do that. This is our opportunity to give back what God has commanded us to give back to Him. Don't lose out on this blessing. If you're new today, don't feel obligated to give. If you're walking with us and want to be a part of the giving and want to be a part, more importantly, of truly the blessing that you can receive. You will receive it. It's true. It's real. I wish I would have not waited so long in my life. It's hard for me to be transparent about that, but it's the truth. So if you're not receiving this blessing yet and you want to know what it feels like to be walking with God in every possible way, this church does not need your money, but you do need God's blessing. And so consider that. I want to say that gently. Again, I'm not asking for your money. I'm asking for you to receive the blessing. So let's go to our Heavenly Father and let's quiet our minds and our hearts. And, you know, I'm a funny guy, but I'm real serious about being a Christian. I'm real serious about worshiping my God. I just do it in a different way than everybody else. So let's go there right now. Let's focus our mind and hearts. And let's give more than 10% of our hearts right now when we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity for the corporate worship that I truly understand. We are a unique country that does not get this opportunity all over the world, dear God. There are people that are struggling in other parts of this very round world today with very, very deep struggles. They can't be an open Christian. Like, we're standing here right now in the presence of you being able to worship you. We know that our dollars that we put in the offering plate today have a life of their own. These dollars have feet that walk, that get on a ship, that get on a plane and go to places. These dark corners of these other Christians and brothers are having a hard time worshiping you, God. Whatever I do, whatever our work is, let's bring that into the storehouse right now, because God, you've commanded us to give back to you. And we want to walk in your blessing. We understand that even though today I live and work right here in Dixon, Illinois, that it makes no difference. Your money, your dollars can go places where I could never go this week. So I need to work when I work. I need to work with the pride of a Christian, knowing that it's a work well done and that I'll be well rewarded for that, God. We know that sometimes these jobs we do are meaningless to us, but those dollars aren't. They're real. And they go places, and there's a higher power that echoes in eternity that only our dollars and our willingness to give, even when it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to do this, God. I don't understand why you've allowed me to think this way, and it doesn't, but I've seen you be faithful when it doesn't make sense, and so I trust you. Allow my other brothers and sisters that are here today that want to worship, that want to understand what it feels like to walk in that faith, if they're ready to make that step. Dear God, don't let it hear my voice. Go to them gently when they lay there. Go to them gently and talk to them. Tell them of the blessings that you will give them when they're faithful to them with everything, not just their heart, but their means that you give them. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Again, thank you for your blessings. We love you. We worship you. We're here today to learn. Thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.